Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 97. Today, JR asks, I would love to hear how you come up with story ideas. Well, JR, I'll give you the answer that Harlan Ellison gave everybody else. I get my story ideas from the same place everybody else does. We get the mail order from a warehouse in Schenectady, New York. And I actually did write a book about that warehouse at one point. It's called Ideas Incorporated. It's a short little book, and it's a lot of fun if you're interested in a book that is absolutely gonzo crazy and will make you laugh and turn your brain inside out and stuff like that. It's pretty absurd. It's sort of like Alice in Wonderland meets Bill and Ted. I had far too much fun with that book. Oddly, the special episode I did about two episodes back, where I talked about the art of asking questions and learning things, I get my ideas from all over the place. I am constantly exposing myself to ideas I find interesting, unusual, frequently ideas I find uncomfortable. Because the soul of creativity is the unexpected connection between two ideas that apparently have nothing to do with each other. This is true whether you're talking about creativity in invention and engineering, or you're talking about creativity in the arts, or in religion, or whatever. The essence of creativity is unexpected connections between dissimilar ideas. And so I am constantly stuffing my head full of ideas from all over the place. Anytime you talk to me, and you'll get this notion if you go back and listen to, say, some of the episodes I did on the Apologia podcast, which I think is still available. That was a religion, philosophy, and ethics podcast I was on. It was a round table of atheists and Christians, and we had a Baha'i for a while, and I think we had a Muslim for several episodes, and some other people like that, basically talking about religious and philosophical ideas in a companionable way, looking to find common ground and explore differences of opinion rather than being combative and whatnot. It was a fun podcast, hosted by Zach Moore, who's a really sharp scientist. Anyway, if you go back and listen to that or some of my older Dealing In episodes on the fiction feed at jdsawyer.net or the old, old Polyschismatic Reprobates Hour, which was my first podcast, which the website for it and the feed for it aren't active anymore, but there's an archived version of it at jdsawyer.net. If you listen to all of these, what you'll notice is that over the course of all that time, my attitudes on many different things have changed a lot. Some of them haven't, but my attitudes on things change all the time because I'm continually exposing myself to new ideas. If there's something I vehemently disagree with, that's the thing I go and learn about. And I learn about it in order to understand it from the inside, so that I can then know whether or not I really disagree with it, or if I'm just reacting to it. And sometimes that teaches me about weaknesses in my own existing attitudes about things. And that's true whether we're talking about political philosophy, or religious philosophy, or philosophy, whether we're talking about my understanding of history, or science, or the direction of scientific progress, the lessons of history as applied to the modern world, geopolitics, the nature of geology and its relationship to human civilization. I'm always just stuffing my head full of ideas. I've literally got twice as many books as I've got bookshelf space. I've got them stacked too deep on most of my shelves. And it's packed full of stuff from linguistics to reference materials to economics to travel books, mythology books from all sorts of places, lots and lots of fiction. I get my ideas by interrogating the world around me every chance I get. When I'm cleaning the house, I've always got something on, whether it's recently I was listening to, I think it was Herodotus's account of the life of Pyrrhus, the Macedonian general, which
oh, wow, boy, could Herodotus write, and what a story. Or whether it's recently I've been listening to a lot of lectures by Peter Zion on geopolitics, because I've been getting back into geopolitics because it's a subject that's very closely connected to the book I'm writing right now, and having a better understanding of that is going to affect the direction of the series. I've got podcasts out the wazoo on all sorts of different subjects. I've always got something running when I'm not sitting down to write or whatnot. I'm an absolute information-ovore. Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, so much amazing stuff. I'm always looking to learn more things, and my ideas for stories come out of this constant churning soupy mix of the nonfiction that I'm exposed to, and the fiction that I'm exposed to, and the bullshit that I'm exposed to, and frankly, I've got a lot of, I've got a soft spot in my heart for bullshit. There's something about the myth-making that happens in, like, conspiratorial communities and weird alternate religions and cults and whatnot that fires my creative juices like mad, even though they personally drive me crazy. So there's all sorts of stuff going on in my head all the time, and my story ideas just arise naturally out of that. I'll encounter something, and I will be like, I gotta write a book about that. That's a great topic for a book. And out comes my phone. I've got a phone with a stylus on it. And I pull the stylus out, I pull up the notepad app, and I write down, book about blah. And then every once in a while, I will sit down in front of my computer with my ideas file, and I'll offload this stuff from my phone. Some of the stuff will stick. Some of it, I'll look at it a second time, and I'll go, what the hell was I thinking? It doesn't really, I don't think I could do a book on that. I'm not really interested in doing a story about that. And so that stuff gets chucked out. But that's where my ideas come from, and that's where all ideas come from. All ideas come from the interaction of apparently unrelated things. And so my advice for cultivating a fertile mind full of ideas is to always be learning and exposing yourself to new things. If you don't know about it, that's the best reason to go learn about it. Best reason in the world. Everything else is secondary. Because learning something new unlocks horizons in your mind that you don't even know are there. And I know this because every time they get unlocked in mine, I'm like, holy shit, I didn't know that was there. How did I think of that? And sometimes I'll look back at older books that I've written and go, where did I come up with that stuff? Because some of it is transitory in the moment. There was only one point in the history of my life when I could have written that book. And that's kind of fun. It makes my bibliography a weird sort of personal, intellectual autobiography that only I understand. It wouldn't convey that meaning to anyone else but me, but I look up at the bookshelf where all my books are, and I'm like, huh, you know, I wouldn't have written that book if I hadn't seen that one particular YouTube video, or I wouldn't have written that book if I hadn't been struggling with this particular philosophical idea, or I wouldn't have written that book if I hadn't gone on that one trip and met that one weird person that I had that 2-minute conversation with, and they said something in just the right way that sparked that idea. And that's where ideas come from. Cultivating and feeding that crock pot in the back of your head with information, and then being open to listening to all the crazy crap that it throws out, and treating all the crazy crap as if it could be valid, at least valid enough to write a story about. And then some of the stories will work, and some of the stories won't, and that's okay. But that's how I do it. That's the real answer to where I get my ideas. I never actually thought I'd be able to answer that question. I think I'm going to tick an accomplishment unlocked box or something. Anyway, I hope that helps. I never thought I would tell anyone thanks for that question, but this is the first time in history I have ever answered that question in a way that makes sense, or at least made sense to me. So I really hope it helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.